Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Any of you watch the Thursday night football game last night? Happened to be a great game.
I did. I put my bet in after sundown. I don't want you to think that I was making a sports wager, Solana, during the Day of Atonement. But someone needs to atone for the Rams being 8.5-point favorites, which is what I bet. Because that was, I mean, they made it a game at the end. It was never going to be 8.5. They made it a game at the end, but man, Mac Jones came out the first two drives. I don't know if you were watching the beginning of the game. Holy hell, Mac Jones looked like Mac Jones. Mac Jones looked like the best quarterback. He looked like the quarterback Ben Volen was telling us about when he was with New England.
I was going to say, a lot of us owe Ben Volen a huge apology.
Holy mackerel, did he look good.
That's the tree, the McDaniels, Shanahan, McVay. That's the whole tree. They were all in Atlanta together.
Mac Jones or Tua Tagovailoa?
Oh, Mac Jones after last night. That guy was unbelievable. You don't even need a decent receiver.
33 of 49, 342 yards, two touchdowns.
Wow.
I feel comfortable saying Tua won't throw for more yards than Mac Jones threw last night the rest of this season. I swear, I feel comfortable saying that.
I think Sunday is the Dolphins game. I feel like this season is head, and I know they're missing Tyreek. This wasn't part of the plan. But I feel like this season has been heading on this trajectory to being in Carolina on Sunday, putting up a 40 burger, the defense looking like we thought it was going to look. I feel like, and now with Chuba Hubbard out too, like, I just feel like Sunday is going to be that game. And then all of a sudden, we're going to have two dubs in a row, and we're going to be talking about, hey, it's all coming together.
August sounds good, but if we go it with a game plan for Tua to throw the ball 49 times, we're going to lose. That offensive line can't block them 49 times.
Did I give you the Tua props yesterday?
Let's see here. You were off yesterday.
Oh, well, I must have been going over them in my head. His over under is 225.5 on yards. Over under on passing touchdowns is 1.5.
Well, it's got to be over, right? If we're taking Darren Waller two touchdowns again, then he's got to have two passing touchdowns.
No brainer. And probably three or four.
225, I think that's an over.
You know, Jalen Waddle's receiving total?
67.
Yeah.
Yeah, 60.5. Yeah. Achan, 36.5. Malik Washington, 32.5. Darren Waller, 30.5.
I like Malik Washington.
So Malik Washington.
How about this? Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say Malik Washington's so interesting to me because I think he's going to eat because I think they're going to feature him more. But is it going to be a handoff technically with him coming across the line of scrimmage and motion Crowder.
Just get the ball in his hand somehow, get cutesy.
Right. I don't know if it's going to be passing yards, if it's going to be reception yards, if it's going to be running, rushing yards. Like, I don't know, but I do feel like he's going to have a big game.
Nick Westbrook Akine, 20 and a half yards. And this one really fascinates me. The over-under for Julian Hill is 1.5 yard receiving.
A catch.
Will he get a catch? Does it count? Does 2-point conversion doesn't count for yards, right?
No, it does not.
Yeah. Will Julian Hill catch a ball? Although I will tell you that Julian Hill,
you're acting like he's a 2-point sniper.
He's a machine.
He got 1 2-point conversion in the preseason.
Wasn't that their only 2-point conversion this season?
Yep,
he's a machine. That's their go-to guy.
And he bobbled it.
He almost was out of bounds. He was very close. Yeah, Julian Hill, though, sometimes they throw those screens that are almost backwards passes that I could see him having a catch and -1 yard.
Oh, for sure. Like
having a catch and going under.
For sure.
100%.
Yeah.
How about receptions, though? Jaylen Waddle, over under on total number of receptions, 5.5.
Over.
You feel like that has to be over, right?
I feel like, but as soon as you said it, I wanted to hear Malik Washington's.
3.5.
Over.
No, I'm telling you, be careful. Be careful. Don't just assume.
They're runs. They're technically runs.
Malik Washington is featured, I'm telling you, but he's running behind Tua. Tua pitches it to him. It's a rush. So you got to think about it with Malik Washington. You got to bet smart.
This is the first game with Tyreek out. So now Malik has to go. He has to go out in routes more. And then They got Keenan on in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to play the other big boy?
Westbrook Akine?
Yeah, there we go.
He's 1.5, but -180.
Wow.
But he usually just gets one grab a game. I bet him last week to have one catch.
He hasn't been featured.
Why is it?
At all.
Why is it over under 1.5 at -180?
Tyreek's
a huge favorite.
Tyreek's out. They just think he's going to get the ball more.
And there's Julian Hill, 1.5 for reception. Will Julian Hill catch a ball?
I'm going to do a Julian Hill reception yard parlay.
This is what
you're just waiting for him to catch the ball.
This is the show I've wanted to do for 3 years.
The guy's been trying to get Tobin to do this show on Game Day Uncensored for 3 years now. Game Day Uncensored, by the way, Sunday, 9 a.m. Tobin, Solana, Omar Kelly. How about to record 10 or more receptions? Waddle +1,500, Achan +1,750.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, they got to spread it around. They can't try to make Jaylen Waddle Tyreek Hill. That would be a terrible game plan because he's not.
Oh, by the way, I did put in Tua rushing over because it was down to 1.5. Remember, I think it went up to 2.5 for a brief moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet the Tua rushing over at 1.5.
It's like if in Baltimore, if Derrick Henry gets hurt, you can't just put the next running back in there and say, go get him, big man, because he's not Derrick Henry. Jaylen Waddle's not Tyreek. You can't just say, go run his routes, go do that. The offense has to adjust, spread it around. I think I honestly feel as if they're going to run the hell out the ball.
I was going to say, are the passes spread around, or is the entire game plan become more run-oriented?
I think it becomes more run-oriented. I think the success in the red zone with those Tua rollouts, I think you do more of that in the field. You try to get, instead of all this cute stuff in the backfield, do it post-snap. Do the crossers, do the sneak-out backsides, let Tua move around. You can't have Tua standing there behind Borum. He's going to let that dude go sooner or later, and Tua's going to get hit in the back of the head.
I would just say the Panthers have one of the worst pass rushes in the NFL. I believe they're last in sacks recorded this year. I think they only have one from their front seven. So he might have a lot of time. I know it's kind of a wash because we have Larry Borum starting on the offensive line. I get that, but Tua might actually have some time to get Waddle into spots and hit him in stride. So I don't know. I don't know what to expect because Mike McDaniel, he loses his favorite weapon.
I'm telling you, this is the game. I'm telling you,
70
this
points?
Is the game.
70 points, Hawk. Let's go.
40. I'm tempering my excitement. 40.
Somebody texted in, you're smoking crack if you think the Dolphins are putting 40 on the Panthers.
Right. I mean, after week one, if I said to you there was going to be a single game this season where they'd put up 40 points, you'd say you're smoking crack, right? Yes. I feel like it's headed in that direction, this particular game. But I hate Carolina. I think they're so bad.
But last week's, the Jets game made you see 40?
No, it's first of all, I think Carolina is really bad. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know. I just have a feeling that this is that game. Now I'm starting to think I might bet an alternate line.
It is
like Dolphins minus 10.
Crowder, it is funny what's happened here where we know Hawk has a natural just hatred towards the Carolina Panthers because he hates Bryce Young. That's been very well established on the show. And
it's terrible.
You just hate the Panthers. You hate the Panthers. The Dolphins barely squeaked by the New York Jets, who might be the worst team in the last decade.
They lost. Till you watch Carolina Sunday.
They lost their best player and their most productive offensive player. And he's like, this
Chuba
is
Hubbard.
It.
Chuba Hubbard, this is the same story. This is what I'm saying. This is a replication of the Jets game. Oh, you're saying the Dolphins lost their best offensive player.
No, no.
I'm saying Carolina lost their best offensive player.
It's just funny how you've gotten to the
Cancels
point.
Each other out.
You've gotten Cancels to the point where you're like.
It's like having Tyreek out there still.
This is the formula for the Dolphins to have their best offensive game in 2 years after losing their most impactful offensive player in 25 years. Their offensive line is decimated, and they barely squeak by the New York Football Jets.
What's
this is the
Dolphins
week.
Team total. Let me see what the Dolphins team total is.
Oh, below 20s. 21.
23.5 is even money. 22.5 is minus 125. 21.5 is minus 135.
Yeah, low 20s.
I'm going to go over 23.5. I'm going to take Dolphins total, team total, over 23.5.
I don't hate that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think Darren Waller might account for 21 of those alone.
I was with you. I was with Hawk on all this, and now I'm starting to really process what he's doing.
I think I've gone a little overboard.
I think I'm gonna fade everything you're doing, bro.
Well, trust me, you'd be better off.
Run the ball. Try to bully him. Bully
we're going to talk with Lee Sterling in the next segment anyway, but let me look what the Hurricanes line is.
Just a note here for everybody. When Hawk keeps yelling Chuba Hubbard or Chuba Hubbard is out, like Chuba Hubbard's out, their backup running back, Rico Dowdle, had 1,000 yards rushing last season. This isn't some guy they just picked up from Tamiami Park.
Oh, but stop it. Come on. We're going to diminish what Chuba Hubbard meant to that offense?
Chuba Hubbard's great. Trust me, I wish he was playing on my fantasy team. But I'm just saying it's not like all of a sudden it's me as their running back. Like, it's still a really good running back. It's still a decent running
back. Miami's still a 4.5-point favorite at FSU tomorrow.
Kind of want to put in a Canes double-digit win, Dolphins double-digit win parlay.
That's what I'm talking about.
I do kind of feel that. I feel
who
it.
Wants to make some money? Yes. Who wants to make some money?
Lightning bet.
Anybody want to make money? Let's make money.
You have a problem.
Enough pussyfooting around.
The Jags beat the Panthers week one. They rushed for 200 yards. I think that's our game.
HN overs.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about Golly? Ollie Gordon. I don't know who Golly is.
I actually have $11 on Golly Gordon, and there's no way that thing's going to catch.
His little brother's a monster.
Like Goron and Zoran. Ollie and Golly Gordon. Ollie Gordon, what do you want, rushing over?
Yeah.
21 and a half.
You know what? I like that. A little change of pace. Get downhill. Teach them who's boss.
Solana, for you. Riley Patterson, over under 1.5 made field goals, minus 130.
You guys saw this stat. Everybody's been tweeting at us about Riley Patterson. It's not really a stat. It's literally just his stats this year, which is 9 of 9 PATs, 4 of 4 field goals, 100% through 4 games. People want Riley Patterson over Jason Sanders.
What's his long? Just out of curiosity.
Like 72, I think. I think he set the
he's been kicking. I was going to say, huh, he been kicking little pinky dinkies, and he's going to
read. I was going to say, what's his long? I don't want to diminish the numbers, but I do want to diminish the numbers. What's his long?
Don't change your arguments, fellas. Don't change your arguments. I've been proven right. I have been proven right through four weeks. You think you guys are more right than me from the original argument?
He hasn't hit an above average attempt. That's what the argument was about.
He's perfect. He hasn't cost you a game. He's perfect.
But on stuff that you should be perfect on.
You guys aren't going to take the L on this, really. I have been so kind.
This is like talking about a person's field goal percentage, and it's only layups. He only takes layups.
Solana.
He's perfect from...
What's the long? I'm looking
32.
For it right
now. Who cares what the long is? He has not been an issue. He's been perfect. You talk to me about Hawk. You talk to me about percentages.
Who throws 40 for 40, but they're all screen passes. That shows you he's the greatest quarterback ever.
Hawk, I'm going to drive to Boca and fight you. You guys talk to me about percentages. He's a liability because of his
percentages on long field goals, of which he was terrible.
My point was that there will not be a drop off between Jason Sanders and Riley Patterson. That was it. That was my point.
If they can't kick a long field goal, then there is a drop off.
So you're suggesting that the Dolphins haven't kicked a long field goal because it's Riley Patterson?
100%.
Okay. Okay.
His long is a 47, tied for 28th in the league. Boom. That's pretty good.
Boom.
So what do you mean boom?
Boom. That's basically 47. A 50-yarder.
And 47 is what they give the kid in college on game day to win $100,000, and half the kids are doing it. Let me know when he hits a 54-yarder. No, let me know when he hits a 54-yarder. Let me know when they attempt. So you're telling me they've only attempted a 47-yarder with him?
Hawk, you at one point were arguing that losing Jason Sanders was more important than losing a starting tackle. And how's that working out for you with the Dolphins' offensive line on the right side completely decimated? completely. And yeah, Riley and Patterson has still, not missed a field goal.
They still
goal.
Have Tua throwing passes, but they don't have Riley Patterson kicking long field goals, which is what they had Jason Sanders doing. I was proven right.
So Jason Sanders being pushed longer on the IR and the Dolphins signing Riley Patterson to the 53-man roster is not proof enough for you two that I was right about this argument, that there was no reason to be concerned with Riley Patterson?
All right, well, just keep this same energy when they need a 53-yarder to win a game. Keep
okay.
this same energy. Because you know what's going to happen? It's going to fall 6 yards short. Yeah. We know as long as 47.
Keep giving me montage material. I appreciate it.
He doesn't hit him over 50, and it's a 4-kick sample size, and they were peanut throws.
If you look at that 47-yarder he made, he would have made it from 92 yards. That's how money it was right through the uprights. All right, your weather from Miami right now, it is very cloudy. Looks like it's going to rain. But tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. Sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.